Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars' great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear player and coaches' interviews as well as Jaguars' highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah and Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by Everbank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
Yes, it does. Final score in Week 17, 24-20. The Colts rally for the win over the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor's on the line with us down in South Florida. Good afternoon, Fred.
Hey, JP, Happy New Year. Mike, Happy New Year,
Happy New Year, Fred.
Same to you, Fred. Not a Happy New Year for the Jaguars today. They took the lead with a Myers field goal late with a minute 33 to go. And as most everybody in the league knows, that much time with those timeouts for Andrew Luck, that's an eternity, and he took care of business at the end there today, Fred.
Hey, and JP, that's what it's about, man. It's all about finish. It's always all about finish. We love to have fast starts, but, man, it's always a marathon in the NFL at the length of the season, 60 minutes of football play. They did what they had to do, what they go down in a minute and 24 seconds, eight plays, 75 yards. And that's what you want to see, especially to cap off, you know, the final game of the season. It's much better to go into the offseason with smiles than frowns. So the guys played hard, just not good enough.
Yeah, they made it look way too easy there, the Colts did the final minute and a half there, Fred. And really, you look at the statistical a domination by the Jags in the first half. What changed in half number two? Indy was able to get that offense going.
You know, Indy, they just started running the ball. They ran the ball a little bit better. They hit their passes. I think Jacksonville went into more of a conservative zone defense mentality. I noticed there were a lot of crossing routes and corner routes towards the sideline that Indy was connecting with. And I pretty much decided the outcome of the game. The Jags have been playing tight coverage throughout the entire first half. Yet the second half, I think that the coverage was a little softer. Not as much pressure up front or much havoc, I would say. So maybe a little bit of that. And they only gained 150 yards offensively compared to the Colts' 279. So the offense sort of took a step back. Well,
waiting on the first word with interim head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff Logman standing by outside of the Jaguars locker room at Lucas Oil Stadium. We'll get to that coming up. Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, JP Shadrick. Jaguars postgame after the 24-20 loss to the Indianapolis Colts. Blake Bortles today, 301 yards, touchdown, 25 of 39, a 96.2 rating. Numbers were there today, and just the look was pretty much there today, too, Fred, for him.
Yeah, you know what? It's good to see Blake 2 weeks back-to-back performances the way he went out there and played. Man, definitely tip my hat off to him. It seems like he's going to come back. You know, actually, he finished the season pretty much how, you know, the beginning of the season started, just about. But he definitely put up some impressive numbers. I'd like to see a lot more of this from Blake next season.
What about Corey Grant today, Fred? Big day, big run in the first half. Yeah. talk about your running back there.
You know, Tony Khan, he continued to tell me, Fred, you're going to love my guy. You're going to love my guy. And finally we got a chance to see his guy. And I texted JP throughout the course of the game. I said that cutback, it had been there the entire season. You know, I would even get upset throughout a lot of games because the guys wasn't taking advantage of it. But Corey, he got in there. He saw those lanes. He made the cutback, made one guy miss, one play there, the 57-yarder. He hit his head on the goalpost. Very impressive performance by a guy who hadn't even played much. What he averaged 6.8 per carry, showed that speed. I think he gave himself an opportunity to compete for a job next year.
By the way, JP shared that text with the room, and you were quite emphatic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, man, finally. Did I put any exclamation marks anywhere?
There could have been
some things
in there for emphasis, yeah.
I mean, because one thing, I don't want to say these guys lack vision. I don't want to say that because they're good backs. You know, but Corey actually took advantage of the cutback lane and he used the speed. You know, when you cut it back, usually you have to just make one guy miss. And that's the free safety who came down late and he outran him. I mean, I made a career of it. And I definitely know when it's there. Just like to see the guys take more advantage of it going forward.
Jaguars postgame awaiting the first word with interim head coach Doug Marrone. The Jaguars receivers today, three different receivers over 80 yards in this game. Lee with 86, Walters with 8 catches to lead the way with 84 yards. And Allen Robinson targeted 12 times, only 5 catches today. That seems to be the story of his season for 82 yards. They spread the wealth a little bit. Ben Koyak had a touchdown today too, right, Fred?
Yeah, no, he definitely got it around to a few receivers. Hey, Rob, you got to catch the ball, boss. You know what I mean? You're getting the targets. In certain situations, you just got to catch the ball. I was comparing the way he's receiving the ball to the way Marquise is receiving the ball. It seems that Marquise is catching everything. He doesn't have the big targets, but he's catching the ball, and he's catching it with soft mitts. So, again, and Brian Walters, he finds a way, you know, to get open, and he sits down. But he's a guy with a lot of experience. He's catching all of his passes. Maybe the defense is disrespecting him out there, but he's finding a way to get open, and Blake is finding him. And that's what you want to see, the consistency there between those guys. So, again, hats off to them. I like to see that group back next year doing big things.
Fred, big day for Malik Jackson there, and a good first season here, I think, in a Jaguar uniform. Really picked it up, I thought, in the second half of the year. Improved his play down the stretch before he went off late in this game with an injury. What did you see from him in his first year in Jacksonville?
You know, at the beginning of the season, I was wondering where did they spend the money? I was looking for total dominance, and maybe that's just me because I haven't seen a guy come in, you know, and get paid that much from a defensive lineman position, and not into Jacksonville. I thought he picked it up, as you said, Mike, and he ended up having a very solid second half of the season. And again, you know, we were paying so much attention to the defensive ends and how much pressure. You know, the guy's got to get pressure, but that's not his thing. You know, his thing is to be a run stopper. You know, the Jags, they had a very solid run stopping defense. So I really could tip my hat off to Malik and say he came in and he did, you know, what they wanted him to do. He's a leader out there. You know, he's fiery. He's passionate. He's a guy to continue to build that defense around along with those other young guys. Things will be a very, very stingy group next year.
Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We're still awaiting the first word with interim head coach Doug Marrone. Meeting in the locker room, of course, after the final game of the season. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Attention athletes, I'm Mindy Black, dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars, with a tip on how to take your game to the next level. Make Zach Snacks a part of your game plan. Omega-3s are essential for optimal brain function and recovery. If you need to increase your awareness and focus during practice and games, then you need Zach Snacks. It's a tasty way to get your omega-3s. Research tested and approved, Zach Snacks are an official snack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So snack the way the pros snack. Find us at MyZachSnacks.com.
You know, car accidents are scary. That split second before impact when you try to drive your way out of it, but you just can't. And suddenly, your life changes forever. Your long-term medical outlook doesn't resemble the healthy future you had just seconds earlier. You can't swerve to miss the pain either. If a car accident has left you hurt and afraid, call 396-5555 now. It's time to turn your fear into fight. Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's Barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's Barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's Barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
The latest transportation news and information with the award-winning Making Moves. Watch the first Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. on Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor. The Jags fall in Indianapolis 24-20. We're still awaiting the first word with head coach Doug Marrone, the interim head coach for the Jaguars, apparently still in the Jags locker room after the final game of the season. Jeff Loggeman is standing by, and we will go to Indianapolis as soon as we can to hear from Marrone after this really crushing loss today. The Jags had the lead late, but left too much time on the clock, and Andrew Luck drove him down for the game-winning score with just seconds to play. Before all of that, though, guys, the defense today, you touched on Malik's game, but overall, at the start of this game, four consecutive three-and-outs, an interception, forced a missed field goal, and then Vinatieri hit a field goal. The first half is dominant defensive football for the Jaguars, really.
First half was dominant, Fred, but like you mentioned, at the most crucial time, you can't let them go down the field in a minute and a half.
Right. I mean, it was a great start. One of the better starts in probably the entire season for any defense. I mean, the Colts started 0 for 5 on third downs, and as you mentioned, JP, 0 for 4 and 3 and outs. So, I mean, but that's impressive. It's extremely impressive. But when it's crunch time, you got to make a play, and that's what the game is about. You got to be in position to make a play. And again, that zone, it came back to haunt you. Too much time on the clock there. The coach did their part. You know, but the defense has to go back. They'll look at this tape, and they'll say, hey, I don't know how many guys will take it serious, but the guys that it really matters, the guys that are competitive and that really wanted to win this game, it's going to hurt them. You know, and they're going to say, all right, this can't happen next season. So
into the locker room now. It's a little bit of a change of plans. Jeff Loggeman has Malik Jackson. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Malik, obviously not the result that you guys wanted today. Andrew Luck, you know, it's a career game winner number 18 for him.
Yeah, we came out strong today, started to start the game strong. They came out, you know, it's NFL. They get paid, too, so they came out playing like an NFL team, and they just got us in the end. You know, we've been playing hard all year, and I think this has just been the story of the year. You know, we go out here, we play hard, and we just lose it. But I'm proud of the team. You know, we went out here, we fought, and just didn't go our way. But, you know, we're going to rest up and definitely just come back ready to work for win more games. That's it.
Well, and really the focal point's not going to be this game. It's going to be on what happened.
They didn't change up really anything. They continued to do what they were doing, what we thought they would do. And we just kind of, you know, I guess stalled a little bit in execution. I thought first quarter was really good and then kind of, you know, hit a lull in the middle of the game. And then again, you know, you get possession in the fourth quarter, playing a guy like Andrew Luck, you got to score and kind of put him out of reach.
Did you change that play?
Yes. We checked, just kind of checking off safety rotation, and he came down and we went the other way. You know, so something we've kind of done all year and worked on, and they did a really good job up front. And I thought, you know, Corey, for really getting his first opportunity, ran really hard and did a nice job.
Like, just kind of sum up the miserable year.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been the story of the year. You know, I thought I was, you know, extremely proud, though, of the way the guys played these last 2 weeks, the way everybody handled everything. It was a tough situation. I thought Doug did a really good job taking over. I thought the team did a really good job of staying focused and doing a good job. You know, I think this is kind of one of those games where there was a lot of missed opportunities. You know, we came in halftime 17-3 and felt as though, you know, we could have scored 30. You know, and I think that was pretty reasonable. You know, so now it's kind of, you know, take what you can from this game and then see what happens, you know, for the future.
There's a lot of talk last week. You guys stayed aggressive with the lead. You feel like you backed off that, even on the last series.
Right.
Instead of passing, kind of settled.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those situations. You know, we got into a four-minute mode and tried to, you know, get them to use all their timeouts, which they did. And, you know, kicked a field goal, took the lead, and gave them the ball back with a minute and a half and no timeouts. You know, Andrew Luck's a good quarterback. That's a good offense. And they made plays and were able to score at the end and win it. You know, but I think there were a lot prior to that, there was a lot more opportunities that we could have capitalized on.
The last 2 weeks with Doug, what have you seen change-wise and from him that would make him a good candidate?
You know, I think he did a really good job. I really do. It was tough to come in the way he did. You know, but I thought he did a good job. He did a good job of relating to the guys. He did a good job of, you know, because I think that's a very easy situation to kind of lay down and say, let's just get out of the rest of this year healthy, go into the offseason and see what happens next year. And guys continue to play their tails off, you know, these past 2 weeks for him. And he did a good job in kind of getting those guys juiced up and amped up and getting the locker room ready to go.
Banged up are you, and what will the next, whatever it might be, few weeks, month, how long are you going to have to take to recover? Any surgeries, anything like that?
No, I don't think any surgeries, hopefully not. But, I mean, a week or two off or whatever, and then, you know, I'll get to work and try and make this the best offseason yet.
Thanks. So seasons overall, but he's the type of guy that can bounce back from something like that, Fred.
Yeah, no, welcome to the NFL. It's not going to be roses every year, man. I mean, a few of them going to die on you. He just has to go into offseason, you know, look at certain parts of his game where he can improve and get better. I truly believe that he has to get better on his initial release at the line of scrimmage. He's a big guy. So the smaller guys, they're going to tussle with him. And just, you know, even if they don't jam him, most of the time they're not going to get a jam, but just delay him a split second and not let him get in front of you. So I think that's one part of his game that he has to improve, his release from the line of scrimmage, because there's so many back shoulder passes, and those are okay. Teams get paid to watch film, too. Those guys are expecting that play, and that, you're not going to connect most of them. But, again, welcome to the NFL. He'll go out there, and he'll find a way to adjust, the good players do.
Yeah, 1,400 yards to less than 1,000 is definitely disappointment. You don't expect 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns every year, at least if you're realistic, you don't. But definitely a step back this year, along with a number of other guys on that side of the football.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, let's come back and get into the lightning-fast questions for Fred Taylor. No Doug Marrone tonight. He has still not spoken with the media in Indianapolis as well. So we will not hear from the head coach this evening. You'll see his press conference a little later on Jaguars.com if you want to check that out. Final score, 24-20. Colts over the Jaguars in Week 17. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hey, Jags fans. Is your bank guaranteeing high yields on your money? At EverBank, our yield pledge promise guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields available. And that promise is yours when you open a yield pledge checking or yield pledge money market account. So we do the work while your money gets the glory. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit the local EverBank Financial Center or find us online at everbank.com/jags. EverBank is proud to be the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank, member FDIC.
When people walk into Beard's Jewelry for the first time, they are pleasantly surprised.
But what really amazes people are the diamonds. Diamonds, diamonds.
Beard's has the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in Jacksonville.
Beard's Jewelry is where people have been getting engaged for more than 35 years.
Don't forget, no one beats Beard's price, and we guarantee what we say. Beard's Jewelry, located at the St. John's Town Center.
Visit beardsdiamonds.com. Beard's Jewelry. See the difference. Save thousands.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for field goals for Firehouse Subs. You can score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's field goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
Going to the game today? Kick off your tailgate with Dick's Wings and Grills, tailgate to go, and more. Honestly, what's better than wings and football? From first bite to last call, there's something for everyone with 365 wing varieties, plus salad, sandwiches, and more. Don't forget, Jags fans, there's two stadium locations in the Bud Light Party Zone and concession 118 in the Northwest End Zone. So stop by your go-to food and tailgate headquarters while you're at the game and chow down on the best wings, burgers, wraps, and ice-cold beer. Gear up and get your game on. Visit DicksWingsAndGrill.com to see which of their 23 locations is nearest you.
X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Final score, 24-20. Colts over the Jags in Week 17. Jags finished the season 3-13. Indy improves to 8-8 to wrap up the season at .500. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Freddie T. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. We start, Fred. Number one, on offense, what is the part of the offense that needs the most improvement? Where do you start there on the offensive side?
JP, it's for me, the run game. As you can see, when the running game is a little better, Blake plays better. And as he plays better, I think it takes pressure off him. You don't see the turnovers, and you give yourself an opportunity to win the game.
Same thing on defense, Fred. They were the better half of the team this year compared to the offense. But where do they need the most improvement?
I like to see more pressure, Mike, more sacks up front.
Finally, the coaching search. That'll be dominating the headlines moving forward in a few NFL cities, but certainly here in Jacksonville. Are you more of a, hey, wait and interview everybody you can, or are you on the more of the side, hey, let's get this wrapped up and move forward?
I mean, they hadn't even interviewed me yet, JP. Uh-huh. What are you doing, boss? I mean, I like to see them have a coach, you know, somewhere in the next two weeks. That way you give them opportunity to go and look at the potential prospects that are coming in for the combine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, free agents, all that stuff. So I like to see a hire in about 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you have it. The Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers for Fred Taylor. So is your hat in the ring?
No, it's nowhere near the ring. I'm just in the Ring of Honor. I ain't in no other ring, man. So I'm far from it. Although I like to think that I could do it. Well, I know I can do it, but I'll leave it alone.
Fred, all you former players realize at a certain point that, wow, coaches actually work a long time. They work a lot of hours, a lot of days, and I've known a lot of former players who wanted to get into coaching and change their mind when they realize that it's an actual
job.
They
changed their mind. They changed their mind because of it. But I have to tip my hat to the scouting department. I think they work more hours than the coaching staff.
True.
To be honest. And another thing there, Mike, you know, a lot of that does deter a lot of guys from wanting to coach. But again, it's all about dedication. You put in the work, you make it a lot easier on yourself and your players. And those are usually the coaches that win. So you either want to be successful or you don't. You want to pretend or you don't, or you want to, you know, be serious and make it happen. So if I were a coach, man, I'd have to put in the work. That's what it is. You got to put in the work, man.
You know who's getting a full taste of that right now on the scouting side is Greg Jones, former Jags fullback. Every time I go over there, his nose is in a tape looking at film. Every day.
Well, that's what it's about.
That's the job.
You want to get an edge, man. You got to do all that you can do. You got to get an edge. You know, so maybe in a couple years down the road, I like to come back around and make it happen.
I like that. A little teaser there, Fred. We'll come back with the highlights, the Bud Light play of the game. Still a stats check from Everbank still to come. Final score 24-20. Colts over the Jaguars in Week 17. The 2016 season is complete. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
With Xfinity, you can stream 130 live channels from here.
What was that?
And catch up on 40,000 shows well in here.
The doctor will be right with you.
You can even download your X1 DVR library from here.
Now boarding all rows.
So you can watch it later when you're up here. Only Xfinity gives you more to stream to any screen. Visit Xfinity.com/TV today.
Introducing the new Xbox One S, which combines 4K Ultra HD video with a slimmer, sleeker design, making it the most advanced Xbox ever. And with Xbox Live, you can play the greatest games lineup against competitors worldwide. Purchase the Xbox One S Madden NFL 17 bundle, which includes a full game download of Madden NFL 17, a discount code for 20% off your next NFL shop purchase, and more. Xbox One S, the ultimate games and 4K entertainment system. Get yours at a Microsoft store today.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner.
First of all, I just want to apologize. Normally, I'm quick, you know what I'm saying, so you guys can get to the players. I understand the job that a lot of you have to do, so I apologize for that. I think that, you know, when you're looking at this game, from what I told the players, you know, I think the first thing, when we talk to players about, you know, learning how not to lose first before you learn to win, I think that's important. Again, I'm going to give credit to Indy. I mean, they did a heck of a job, you know, but really all three phases from a standpoint of, you know, early on some of the third downs, we took some shots early, but we weren't where we wanted to be as far as staying on the field. You know, we had a turnovers on offense, the turnover in field goal range, with the two missed field goals. You know, that's 9 points. We knew we had to get to 25. To really have a good chance of winning the game. We knew 28 was a magic number that we were trying to do. Then little things of focus of, you know, making sure we have the right leverage on routes. Things, I mean, those things you can get done. You know, penalty at the end of the game, you know, that's not acceptable. You can't come off the field in those situations. So I think a lot of times, you know, I told those players at halftime, you know, you have to understand, I mean, you're either going to be, you know, the hunter or the hunted. And, you know, you got to learn to hunt. You really do. And, you know, we had an opportunity, I thought, before the half to go up by 3 scores, and we didn't do that. Then we needed to come out in the third quarter, and all of a sudden, you know, we're out on offense. They go down the field and score. We really didn't have an answer, or we didn't answer. We have answers, but we didn't answer the third quarter where they were able to get themselves back in it. At the end of the game, just so you guys understand, you know, we've only been together 2 weeks. You know, my philosophy, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the game is to make them use all their timeouts and go ahead and kick the field goal and take the lead. We're obviously trying to get the first down, but that's been my philosophy. So for me, it's easy to make those decisions. Those things are done before the year. You know, normally, you know, we'd sit down and, hey, coach, what's your 2-minute philosophy? What's your 4-minute philosophy? And you guys would know that. We'd be able to practice those situations. So that's just my philosophy there. You know, and again, it's everything else. You know, the first thing you do, you start second guessing. But when you have a philosophy, it's easy to do what you're supposed to do. It's been a difficult year, obviously, on everyone. I thought that the players and the coaches handle it as professionals. We understand that we're in the result-oriented business. You know, and the result is you have to win games. Wasn't able to, you know, lead the team to do that today, which I'm disappointed. But at the same sense, I do believe that, you know, you have a majority of those players coming back. You know, they'll be here. No one really knows what the future is. Obviously, us as coaches, you know, some of the players, obviously. But this team, you know, I told them, you know, when we talk about a lot of things, and again, it goes back to you can't make the mistakes that we made today that have been mistakes that have shown up before and really expect to go out there and win the game. And I think, you know, they have to understand that level of focus. They have to understand the pressure that needs to be put on them during the week. And we have to force them as coaches to be accountable to that so that they have the ability when we go out here on Sunday to win games. Any questions?
Colts last drive. Did you see any self-coverage on your end?
Yeah, I mean, we know they're going to go vertical. We want to keep the ball in play. You know, it came down to in the fourth quarter when we were driving before we had gotten the block punt, which is make sure you remind me about that because there's a story with the block punt. I was thinking to myself, hey, listen, we might have to go for it down here because we haven't stopped them. You know, the field goal to me wouldn't have been good. Later on in the drive, so then, you know, on the drive that we blocked it, we had two sacks, you know what I'm saying, where we really pushed them back. So I said, we're in good shape. We're locking them down on the vertical routes. You know, our defensive line is doing a good job getting to the quarterback. And then, you know, on the last drive, I felt very comfortable. I said, okay, here they have a minute something, no timeouts. If we keep them inside the 50, you know, we were getting pressure on the quarterback on the series before. We were able to play with good leverage. We were able to cover them vertically down the field. And at the end of the day, they I don't want to say they made plays. We've got to, you know, be in better position on some of those plays. Block punt. It was interesting. Scooter Dan comes up to me right before we take the field, and he says, "Coach, I can block this punt. What do you want me to do?" Which is a good question. You know, I mean, you're sitting there on the side and you're saying, well, wait a minute now. You know, if you can block it, you can go ahead and block it. But if you don't block it and you rough that kicker, you know, now it's a problem. So I just told Dan, I said, hey, listen, if you can block that punt without leaving your feet, go ahead and block it. And sure enough, I give him credit. He went out there and blocked it. I mean, he knew he was going to do that. I mean, he felt he can do that right before the play.
How impressed were you with Corey Grant today?
I was happy for him. I mean, I really was. I mean, I think it shows you that speed, you know, can really help you. I think that early on, I thought we had some good one cuts. I think when you're back and has the type of speed like Corey, you want to make sure that you utilize that and just being one cut. You know, there's a couple of plays where, you know, he tried to do a little bit too much. You know, some of the timing of the penalties hurt. When you really go back and look at the game, you know, we get the ball on the five and we get a holding penalty. We come back and then all of a sudden now we have to kick a field goal instead of getting touchdowns. You know, and there's a lot of that occurred during the game. And that's where I go back to, you know, the discipline and the focus and learning how to win.
But I was happy with Corey.
Was this game basically in your mind just a microcosm of the season?
I'm sorry, Gene.
Was this game just a microcosm of the season?
I would agree with that. I would, and I think there's a lot of things that showed up in this game that you'd be able to go back to and put into play with a lot of the close games, at least, you know, saying that we've been in. And I think that's the challenge for the future of this team to cut that out. I think, you know, if you have a good plan for that, then, you know, I think these players will listen to it. Obviously, they don't have a choice. You know, they have to listen to it, and you have to demand that they execute it.
Will you talk to the team tomorrow?
No, I will not be talking to the team tomorrow. I believe Dave Caldwell will be talking to the team tomorrow. And I'll be there tomorrow with the players, obviously, to see them. We have responsibility as coaches that we have to get done tomorrow during the day. And then after that, you know, we'll continue to be around, nothing official until further notice.
Have they, has management told the staff they can begin looking for other positions?
No, I think that's something that Dave would talk about, you know, if those questions come up. I think, you know, obviously Dave will spend some time with the coaches. And then I would think that knowing Dave, he understands the situation that's going on. I think Dave will do an excellent job of communicating that to the coaches and whatever else other staff is tied in.
Last one, do you expect to have an interview this week with David?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I haven't really talked about it yet. You know, my focus has been on a team, so, you know, officially nothing right now. And again, you know, just so you know, I usually keep that close to the vest, but officially nothing right now.
Not talking to him tomorrow. tomorrow. Did you leave them with anything today?
I did. I talked to him about it. I talked to him about, you know, learning how not to lose. And before, you know, you have to get that down first before you learn how to win. I talked to him about, you know, to the point where, you know, I said before, you know, the hunted and the hunter, you know what I'm saying? You know, where you want to be with that. I think, you know, the one thing, it was a high level of focus at the end. I think the players, I believe they understand that. I can't speak for them though. But I think that's what, because like Gene said, I mean, it really is. When you look at this game and you compare them to other games, you know, the mistakes have led to the loss. If those mistakes are out of games, you know, it's interesting. I always say to a team, I'd love to go out there and play, and let's see if that other team is better than us and beat us. And that's what I mean about learning how to win. You know, and I'm not taking away from what Indy did. I'm just talking about in general for the whole season. You know, to go out there and not make mistakes that cause you to lose, and let's see if someone's physically better, you know, or schematically better, you know, than we are to go out and beat us.
Gus talked about that for years. Now you mentioned consecutive weeks. How do you change that? Is it
sure, consecutive
new personnel, new coaching?
Consecutive weeks.
Mistakes.
Of what?
Continuous mistakes.
Yeah, sooner or later, someone you have to be accountable for. And you have to have ways to correct that. Whether it's you pull the player, which is something that, you know, people have done before. And I think that's the way to go. I mean, you have to get their attention. You have to do that in every phase that you're with the players. You know, when people talk about being accountable, you know, it's everything. I really believe that when you have that, you kind of look at the person, and if that person did all the right things all the time and he makes a mistake, you're going to work on it, make him accountable, and let's get it corrected. But if there's something going on a little over here, and there's something going on a little over here, eventually that's going to carry on to the field, and you're going to make the same mistakes. So you have to nip that in the bud right away.
Thanks.
Oh, appreciate it, guys.
Good luck. Game, throwing for over 300 yards and gaining a victory. He had got his first game with those combination of factors last week. He had 301 yards passing. Of course, the win eluded the Jags today. One touchdown pass, that one going to Ben Kwiatkowski in the first half, 25 of 39. Completions for Blake Bortles today. Andrew Luck, 24 out of 40, 321, two touchdowns, including the game winner with 9 seconds left, and was intercepted by Telvin Smith on the ground. Corey Grant led the way, as JP pointed out, 18 carries, 122 yards, including a 57-yard touchdown dash. Bortles, the second-leading ground gainer today, 3 carries for 21 yards. Frank Gore went over 1,000 yards, oldest NFL running back to do that since John Riggins in 1984. Riggins did it twice. At an advanced age, was older than Gore twice when he did that. 16 carries for 62 yards overall, so just under 4 yards a carry there for Gore. Receiving for the Jags today, Marquise Lee, Brian Walters, Allen Robinson dominating the targets with 9, 9, and 12, respectively. Lee caught 6 for 86, Walters 8 for 84, and Robinson caught 5 for 82. Kwiatkowski with the touchdown grab, one of his 3 for 25 yards total. T.Y. Hilton led the way on the other side, 6 catches, 95 yards for Hilton. And defensively, the Jaguars today with a bunch of sacks on the game, 4 sacks in the game and 10 quarterback hits is what I saw statistically after the contest. Malik Jackson with the 2 sacks, Unique Ngakoue had one. Sindarik Marks and Dante Fowler Jr. split another one. Telvin Smith led the way with 9 total tackles, including 8 solos.
Yeah, that was the key in London, remember, was the pass rush on Luck. 6 sacks that day,
right.
14 hurries.
Yeah.
That was kind of the equation again today, is try, at least if you can, Fred, to get some pressure on Andrew Luck. That's been the history in Indy the last year or two, is they've not been able to really keep him upright, and that's dangerous for that franchise.
Yeah, no, that's definitely dangerous. That's a franchise quarterback, a guy they pretty much bet the house on. And it was a little shaky for him early in the year. They were giving up all sorts of sacks, but the last couple games, no, they protected him decently. But again, the Jags in the same division, I think this year they averaged 5 sacks per, in both matches versus the Colts. So that I think that's a sign of some good things. And the defensive linemen, they know that they can get to him, yet they have to get to him in crunch time, or else all that other stuff is just stuff.
Allen Robinson finishes the year 151 targets, 73 receptions, 883 yards. That's 12.1 per catch. Marquise Lee right behind him, 105 targets, 63 catches, 851 yards receiving. Three touchdowns this year for Marquise. Allen Hurns banged up, so his numbers were down. He was inactive for the last five games of the season. Those guys moving forward, what do you see out of these guys going into, gosh, what, year four coming up? Year four coming up next year.
They're young guys, JP, so I see a lot of upside potential. You know, but I like to see them shrink that margin a little bit, target to reception margin. You have guys, Hall of future Hall of Famers like Larry Fitzgerald. You know, his stats read something like 125 targets, 100 catches. You know, right. So, I mean, I like to see more of that happen. But that's a combination of things, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're dropping all those passes, some miscues, et cetera, et cetera. But, again, I like to see that margin shrunk a little bit. And I like to see those guys continue to work at their games, work at their craft, and come back and give Blake some really good targets, some guys to throw to.
Yeah, that number did jump out to me, excuse me, JP, that mm-hmm. when you're less than 50% success rate for Allen right. Robinson on balls thrown right. to him, and you combine that, Fred, with the yards per catch falling so drastically this year to under 13, and when he and Hurns were right at the top of the league lead last season, so you're not seeing a lot of successful 50-50 balls, which that knocks down your average per catch. But if you hit a few of the, or it knocks down your average, you know, in terms of what percentage of your targets you're catching. But if you hit a few of those, it keeps that average up. It just tells you how few big plays they really hit in the passing game this year.
That's true. I definitely agree. And another thing I also like to point out, because I think, you know, in terms of the business side of it, you would think this has to be an opportunity for him to go back to the, you know, go to the table to try and get a new deal. And fortunately for the team, I think a little bit more of the leverage shifted, you know, on their side because he didn't follow up that 1,400-yard season. So I don't know if he's going to get the big, big check that he could have potentially had gotten if he had done another 1,400 yards. But, you know, I don't cut the check, so the front office, they'll figure it all out.
Let's come back and get into the player of the game voting for the Jaguars Radio Network. Final score, 24-20, Colts over the Jags in Week 17. 2016 season is in the books at 3-13. This is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town, and they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Following the Jaguars' nonstop to away games this season, on-airport parking at Jacksonville International will cut the stress out of your travel experience. JAX garage facilities offer covered parking and a short walk to the terminal. Economy parking is only $5 per day with free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn more about Jacksonville International parking options, visit flyjacks.com. That's flyjacks.com.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play. FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL Beginner Contest. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code SUNNY. That's FanDuel.com, code Sunny. Void where prohibited.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame rolls along after a 24-20 loss to the Indianapolis Colts. Jags finished 3-13, second worst record in franchise history. Colts are 8-8 in the year, and they miss the playoffs again. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. It's time now to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game, and I have a feeling Fred Taylor is going to be very happy and boisterous about this selection today.
Come on, J.P., why you call me out? You're going back to the text message. I mean, what are you doing?
No, I'm just saying there's a possibility today that a running back could win this award. I don't know if that's happened this year. Fred, I don't know if you played running back, so that's I just put it together.
Well, yeah, I did. And there's a huge. I must say, is it huge or huge?
Yes.
I don't know.
In today's climate, I think he's going to win.
Great possibility. Yeah.
So I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred, a vote and a half. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Who you want to go for? Fred, you know where you're going. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do know where I'm going. Oh man, y'all put me on the spot. Oh boy. You know, I'm gonna go with my quarterback. Tricked you guys. Going with my quarterback. Yeah, I love what Corey Grant did, man. But my quarterback, he's the leader of the franchise. You know, I gotta have my quarterback with great confidence. I think he quieted a few naysayers, you know, back-to-back week, he did great. I think his QBR in back-to-back week was at least about 100. You know, no turnovers, touchdown, 300-plus yards back-to-back weeks. You know, unfortunately, this week wasn't what a win, and that sucks. But again, man, Blake, he's the future of this team. We got to rally behind him, put some weapons around him, get some linemen up there, and build around this guy. Corey, running backs, I mean, we do what we do, but at the same time, it's a lot of times, as Coach Polo used to say, the luck of the hole. You can put anybody back there for the most part. And but the quarterback, man, they have a tough job. So I'm going to go with Blake. I really like how he finished the season. I like to see him be a lot more successful going forward.
Now, this is a stunning development.
Right.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at the stats, and I'm looking at what Corey did, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. But I do understand that we're only as good as the quarterback play is, and he played outstanding. I can't deny that.
So this could be the first time we outvote Fred.
I'm gonna vote for Corey Grant. Honestly, I mean, I thought Blake played okay. I don't think it was quite as good as last week. And really, with the offense slowing down considerably in the second half, I think I'll point to that and say that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, I understand.
But either way, Corey Grant today. Best game he's had in a Jaguar uniform. Who knows if he'll have another better one at any point in the future. 18 for 122. He caught a couple of passes as well, scored the long touchdown, and the longest rushing touchdown of the year for the Jags. I don't think they had a 50-yard run prior to that.
No, it's the longest, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say like 44 might have been the longest with Chris Ivory, something in that range prior to that. Mm-hmm. A run, not for a touchdown even. So, you know, they've lacked that breakaway dimension. I think whether it's Corey Grant or somebody else, they're going to have to find a way to get someone with that on the field more often next year at that position. So for today, though, I'll give it to Corey Grant for what he was able to get it done on the ground.
Well, I guess it comes down to
it
me.
Does
it does
come down
it?
To you, JP. That's why I like going second.
So Blake's vote is in from Fred. Corey's vote is in from Mike. I got to go with Mike on this one. Sorry,
woo!
Fred. Corey Grant. 18 carries, 122 yards, a touchdown.
Solid day. I love it.
It's a day we haven't seen around here a lot from even a pair of running backs combined to get to that number a lot. And for Corey Grant, we've all known his straight line speed, but his ability to cut back and move while still maintaining the speed has not been there a lot in his career, at least the times he's been out there. But he showed it today, and I think that was a big part of this Jaguars offense today. So by the power vested in me, Corey Grant.
By the state of Florida.
Right. We outvoted Fred Taylor. I can't believe it.
Hey, AJP, believe it. Believe it. You know what? I want some classical stuff. I mean, I want Blake to be a Staples like the Beatles. You know, I don't want to. I'm not saying Corey's a one-hit wonder. He had a great day. But it all falls on the quarterback's shoulder.
You're only voting on today's performance, Fred. We're not going to vote on that.
I know, but I'm kind of – I'm weird at that, Mike, sometimes. I know we are saying the player of the game today. But it's a good argument, right? It's a safe argument.
Say, absolutely. Look, it's not like it comes with a new Cadillac.
And Bortles had a 96 rating.
Nobody's going to be that upset. I don't think that they didn't get the
unanimous.
Who
got to talk to about that new Cadillac?
Now, you know what?
What's the sponsors up there?
Right. Talk with future coach Fred Taylor about that new Cadillac endorsement. Get that done, please.
I'd like to be in there with Dave hiring a coach. How about that?
Ooh. Nah, he's jumping right to the front office now.
Yeah, I mean, you're just
you got to think big, baby.
Hey, yeah. You know, Elway did it, right? Why not Fred Taylor?
The checks are different. I mean, the checks would be different than being a coach and a front office guy. But a lot of the front office guys will tend to be a little bit safer. It's about longevity.
You know what it's all about, Fred? It's actually about guaranteed money in that contract. Because, yeah. Hey, you know what's safe? The fact that you get fired as a coach in the NFL, you're still getting paid. That's pretty good security in my book as well.
It's going to be interesting. I'm definitely glued in, looking forward to hire, and hopefully they'll bring someone in with a great philosophy, someone who's going to, you know, change the culture, and the guy's going to buy into it. They're going to understand that, you know, we believe in his coach. We believe in his philosophy. You know, it's about accountability, a sense of urgency, and really everybody, not just the players. The assistant coaches got to buy in. You know, it can't be any tiptoeing or eggshells. It got to be true to a man, black and white, no gray areas. And everybody got to be all in, or else it's going to implode inside out. It's going to be doomed from the beginning. So hopefully a few of those things will be on a checklist when they hire this person. And hopefully it will translate to wins so everybody in Duval County can stop talking about the good old days. Let's talk about today. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm looking forward to, because I truly believe that somewhere down the road, I think that is going to happen. And I just want to cheer and enjoy all of it with the fans, man. That's from the bottom of my heart, and I hope the hire is the right one.
Let's come back with the Baptist Health Injury Report. Plenty still to get to here on Jaguars postgame. 24-20, the final. The Indianapolis Colts over the Jags in Week 17. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Take your team all the way in Madden NFL 17. Put yourself at the center of your team's championship run in franchise mode, delivering all new ways to play and more decisions to make.
Driven by the most balanced gameplay yet.
The deepest commentary in Madden NFL franchise history, featuring the all-new in-studio commentary team of Brandon Gordon and Charles Davis, along with fun and fresh ways to play such as Ultimate Team and Draft Champions. Madden NFL 17 is the most complete Madden ever. Madden NFL 17, in stores now.
Did you know each year more than 46,000 people die from a drug overdose? That's more than from car accidents or gun violence. Half of those 46,000 deaths are related to opioid abuse. Smart Pharmacy has alternative non-narcotic solutions for pain therapy. They offer customized topical pain creams to be applied directly to the site where you are experiencing pain. Ask your physician about Smart Pharmacy's pain therapy alternatives, or visit smartpharmacy.com, the official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast that speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir. Freaky fast and freaky good. But I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score free McDonald's favorites this season? Just download and register on the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, win free food. The Jaguars' final score wins you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points gets a free Mac Junior Burger. 20 points a free Big Mac. And 30 points a free Grand Mac Burger. It's good to be a Jaguars fan.
Valid December 4th through January 1st. McDonald's app download and registration required. Valid only at participating McDonald's in the Northeast Florida, Gainesville, Southeast Georgia areas. No purchase required.
Bowden Eye is the only center of excellence for cataract and refractive procedures in North Florida, specializing in laser cataract surgery. Why trust your vision to anyone else? Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused with four locations in Jacksonville. Dry eye syndrome is very common with today's lifestyles and is many times misdiagnosed. A LipoFlow treatment can change your life in 12 minutes. Visit Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused with four locations in Jacksonville.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Jaguars postgame continues 24-20. The final, the Colts over the Jags. Colts finish 8-8. Jaguars finish 3-13. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Quick look at the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. A couple of notables. Brandon Linder in the first quarter evaluated for a concussion, and he was out of the game. Luke Bowenko played most of the game at center today. Malik Jackson limped off on that final drive. That was why there was an offside call, because I think Tyson Alualu was coming on the field when he was going off. Not sure of the extent we heard from Malik in the locker room, of course. So, but he was leaving the field. Probably should have just gone down.
Yeah, you're trying not to give the other team a free timeout kind of situation, but you're right. I mean, just go down, because I don't understand why guys have to run to a certain spot on the sideline. Why don't you run straight out to the side, right? And I know Alualu to come across the Colts formation. That's why he didn't make it back. I thought the Colts did a really good job today at times, going really up-tempo and getting the Jags almost not set defensively a few times. So give them credit for catching them offsides on that one.
Well, Mike, I think, and I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me, but there's a 30-yard line.
Is it a box?
It's sort of like the coach's box. I don't know if the players have to be inside that yard line mark, but I know the coaches, they tend to get warnings if they leave, and, you know, flags if they leave that zone, that box. So maybe the players are running back, you know, for that reason. You would think A to B straight line would be the smartest thing to do, but, I mean, who knows? And JP, after Linder went out, you know, as I track it, and they started out field goal touchdown. He left after that second drive. It went punt, punt, fumble, an explosive play by Corey Grant for a touchdown. And after that, it was a missed field goal. Then that was halftime. Then punt, punt, fumble, missed field goal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's a center. You got to get guys in right direction. The coach didn't blitz a whole lot, but the offense definitely slowed down after he went out.
Yeah, took a little bit of a hit today, no doubt. Those are the major injuries. Haven't seen much else come out in the postgame locker room. Let's come back. One more segment to go for this season. One last final thought from Fred Taylor about what the future holds for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars Postgame. Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
Jaguars fans, are you ready to up your checking game? Game on. The Jaguars Visa debit card, available exclusively at Everbank, is yours free when you open an Everbank Yield Pledge checking account. With your Jaguars Visa debit card, you'll get unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you maintain a minimum average daily balance of $5,000. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a financial center near you or find us online at everbank.com/JagsCard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank, member FDIC.
Jacksonville is home to the first of its kind hospitality show home at Gate 4 of Everbank Field. Lauren Brooks here for Dream Finders Home. Stop by the Dream Finders Home Stadium home before any home Jaguar game for a model tour and to register for a chance to win amazing prizes, including iPad minis and Apple Watches. Dream Finders Homes will select one winner per home game. Dream Finders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Can a person daydream at night? Why aren't eyebrows considered facial hair? Or the most perplexing of them all, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? But you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could put toward a campaign for eyebrows to be properly recognized as the facial hair they are.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Jaguars postgame final moments for the 2016 season. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags fall in week 17, 24-20. They finished the season 3-13. The head coaching search, well, it's on. It's already has started the last week or so, and you'll hear and see headlines and names and candidates thrown out there, and that's where this thing has to start. A lot of change coming in this offseason, and that's what happens when you put together seasons such as these, the last few in order. Change happens, and that's what's coming, Fred, for this Jaguars organization. So strap in and hang on. The next few weeks ought to get interesting around here.
Right, strap in, hang on, tune in, you know, whatever you want to call it, man. Change is always intriguing. You know, the expectations are they tend to grow higher and higher, and then you find that guy, and you expect great things, especially other people in Jacksonville. They expect success, and they expect it now because that's what they're used to when the team first came aboard. Then the draft comes, and the expectation increases even more. Then the season comes, but all that stuff looks great on paper. You got to get out there, and you still got to play. You got to do it. But again, I hope they find a great group of candidates, and then eventually boil it down to that one guy who's going to bring some wins back to Jacksonville, get us back in the playoffs, so we can all smile.
Fred, I'm looking at a tweet here from Ryan O'Halloran of the Florida Times Union reporting on something that Doug Marrone had to say after the game today. He just said that the staff has not been informed yet if they have the freedom to pursue other employment opportunities because they are all under contract, all the assistant coaches, through 2017. So, if a new coach comes in, if he's an offensive guy, maybe he keeps Todd Wash. Maybe, we've seen Jerry Sullivan survive from the Mike Mularkey regime. Is there an assistant coach or two that you would like to see an incoming coach, no matter who it is, consider to keep around here?
Mike, that is tough on me. I haven't really been in the building on a consistent enough basis to understand, how these guys work away from just being on the sidelines. It's a lot that goes into it, in my opinion. I like for these guys to be, passionate about what they do, dedicated. I like the coaches to play above. They want their players to play above the X's and O's. Position coaches, they tend to have certain relationships with their guys that will, you know, inspire your guy to go out there and do things that he never thought he could do. You know, you got to find a way to motivate your guy and get him out there to perform at his top. Because the season is so long. The off season, you know, it's fairly short. You got a lot of guys who tend to lose focus. During the season, they lose focus, definitely in the off season. You got guys that might have a little scrape or bruise that, you know, want to sit it out and kind of dog it a little bit. But it comes down to that coach who's going to inspire that guy to want to be out there, to want to, you know, run into a brick wall for him. And I just don't know enough about these coaches to say retain this guy or that guy. So when the coach come in, I'm sure they'll interview these coaches and see if there's a good fit, because building a staff isn't easy, especially, you know, from a standpoint of, let's say, an offensive coordinator who's been at a certain place that has no real familiarity with head coaching. Now he has to go out there and hire other guys, you know, much like what Gus had to do. And you bring in certain guys, Mike, and that might even start your demise, you know, because you think you're hiring the right person when you're the right person. But again, you're only as great as your assistants, because they have to buy in. They have to be great and dedicated. So I just don't know enough about those guys to say, you know, I like to see this guy stick around.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting few weeks. Fred, well done. Great year. And I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we'll see you in Jacksonville here fairly soon. And we appreciate it, Fred.
Oh, indeed, man. I had great time as always with you guys. I appreciate you guys teaching me and learning, and I'm getting better. I can feel it. And but again, I wouldn't be, you know, where I am with the broadcast and the radio stuff without you guys. So I do appreciate you, and I will see you soon. I actually will be up Friday.
Got a big
appearance coming up. So
right. Sounds good.
All right, look forward to seeing you, Fred. Happy New Year again, man.
Thanks, guys. Same to you again.
Fred Taylor, pride of the Jaguars running back and Jaguars post-game analyst.
Which, by the way, we have nothing to do with any success Fred has. He's being polite about that. Fred's a very diligent worker, has been since the moment he got the position. You know, very impressed with Fred. We've talked about it many times, how much he takes notes, really is detail-oriented and that kind of stuff. He really cares about doing a good job.
I don't know if you've ever seen any of his notes from when he was a player, when they would do prep. It's pretty darn close to one of those.
Yeah.
How detail-oriented they are. It's really cool to see Fred with us again. And really cool to be with you guys again, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
Wish we had a few more W's to talk about this year. But I enjoyed broadcasting with you, JP. In all seriousness, you do a great job. People don't get to see the organization that you put into it. I'm not blowing smoke at you here. You do. You're really thoroughly prepared. You make my job. I'm easy. I just show up and say a few things. But all the structure, organization, and keeping the show going is all on JP Shatter.
Well, since we're patting everybody on the back today, same to you, man. You're ready to roll. The fantasy stuff's fantastic. The thoughts about the Jags and what they're doing, couldn't have it without you.
All right.
We appreciate it.
There you go. That's why they have a three-man booth, me, you, and Fred.
That's true.
Let's hope they keep bringing us back.
Our thanks, as always, to the folks behind the scenes. Tony Smith produces Jaguars postgame radio. Max Hockman as well. Linda Fortunato, they're all in the room with us each and every Sunday. It has been a pleasure to spend each and every Sunday with y'all as well. And thanks to you for listening. If you're in Jacksonville and our flagship station, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next, and we can talk anything you want.
Oh, yes.
About Jaguars football. Senior VP of Communications Dan Edwards, manager of radio Joe Fortunato. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Colts 24, Jaguars 20 in week 17. This has been Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.